The Citizens' Assembly on Biodiversity Loss has voted overwhelmingly to recommend that there should be a constitutional referendum to amend the constitution to protect biodiversity. 83% of the members of the Assembly voted in favour of putting the protection of biodiversity and nature into the Irish constitution. Such a constitutional change would recognise rights for people and for nature. The proposed change would recognise nature as a holder of legal rights comparable to companies or to people. To tell us more, I'm joined by Dr. Evine Houlihan, the chair of the Citizens' Assembly on Biodiversity Loss. Evine, you're very welcome
to
the studio. Thank you for coming in. Will you define for us the scale of what we're talking about here, the scale of the loss that we're experiencing and what its impact on is on us?
Yeah, and that was, I guess, the initial work that we began to do as an assembly was to look at biodiversity in Ireland and across the world. And just to put it in a nutshell, I mean, there's very many reports out there in Ireland to tell us about the scale of the problem. But it's really that all of our protected habitats and species are in an inadequate or bad state and they're declining. Half of our river water is not meeting EU standards. Only 2% of marine environment is designated as protected. We have a target of 30% to get to. So there's a lot of work to do. And I think on the scale of things, it's to consider biodiversity loss as an interconnected system. It's a complex system. And I'm trying to think of it like a jigsaw puzzle, that if we lose one species or it goes into decline, it's kind of like losing little bits of the jigsaw. But if you lose enough pieces, you're not going to see the big picture anymore. So nature is resilient, but it will only be resilient if we now step in to start to protect it. Because if we lose this big picture, it means that we won't be able to produce food because we won't have soil health, we won't have pollinators, we won't have access to clean drinking water or clean air. So while biodiversity in some sense can feel abstract, it actually has a direct impact on us as people. And so now is the time for us to step in to give nature that assistance that it requires for so much that we demand of it.
That was a theme, I think, taken up by one of your keynote speakers. That was Dr. Jane Goodall, that whole interconnectedness, and she talked about the healthy ecosystem. But how do we get there?
Well, the first thing we should really do is to adequately fund, implement and enforce the existing national legislation and policies that we have, and also the EU laws and policies that are in place. So the state has comprehensively failed in that, and that is a recommendation of the Assembly that they have voted on to give back to the state, to just start looking at what we have already in place and doing that well. Now, there's very many other things that we can do. Local community groups are doing amazing work in their own areas, looking after forests, rivers, peatlands, and to properly resource and fund those. So we have a comprehensive, we have approximately 90 recommendations already voted on to give back to government. And I guess one of the most important ones of that is that the members do reflect or consider that there should be a constitutional change to give people
a
right.
When you go into the rationale for a constitutional amendment and why the Assembly thought that enshrining biodiversity in our constitution will make a difference to doing what you said earlier, to encouraging and compelling the government to implement the laws we already have.
To give you some background on it, Mary, because I was surprised when it started to emerge in the conversations as well. We have had over 70 hours of discussion in total in the Assembly, but we had 650 submissions, not only from Irish people, but people from around the world. One particular one that comes to mind is a chief of an Indigenous tribe in South America who spoke in a video to members to ask them to consider the rights of nature. And while it might sound surprising to us here right now, there are other countries who already have rights of nature in law, like New Zealand, Australia, Spain just gave protection to a lagoon that's been polluted very terribly. In the constitution in Ecuador and Bolivia, there are already rights of nature. And actually, if we go back in history, Breton law protected nature. You know, there was immense punishment if you damaged an oak tree, for example. So it's actually not as out there perhaps as it might seem initially, but it's to really start thinking that we often take nature for granted and have very much done so in Ireland for decades because we're so lucky to live in this beautiful country of ours. However, if we continue to take it for granted, it may not be there for us to depend on and certainly not for the generations coming after us. And that's why the members decided this was something that government should consider to put into our constitution, that people have a right to a clean, healthy and safe environment. That's a UN recommendation that was announced over the summer. It's something that the Assembly members reflected on, and also that nature should be protected.
Okay, Dr. Evine Houlihan, thank you very much for your time this morning.